My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose. On 95.7 The Game.
Okay. Brandon Ayuk has signed an extension with the 49ers. A 4-year deal. $120 million. That's the AAV. $30 million. The guarantees sit around the neighborhood of $76 million. He tucks in a tiny way just underneath Amon-Ra St. Brown. So, A, the nightmare is over. However, there is more to add to this. And I would argue, 49er fans, many of you feel like this is a moment of celebration. What I'm about to share with you might throw a little water on the fire. Just my opinion. But how does this grab you? This from Adam Schefter 7 minutes ago. In the end, Brandon Ayuk accepted the same deal that has been on the table since August the 10th. His hold-in did not alter any part of the new 4-year, $120 million extension. He took the same deal that had been there for the past 3 weeks. Diana Russini, The Athletic. In the end, this was all a massive waste of 3 months. It's obvious there was no plan here from either side. Lots of NFL executives around the league have shared over this time that if you vacillate that much, you really don't know what you want. She adds next, this was not a new deal for Brandon Ayuk. Nothing changed the last few weeks in terms of numbers. Let's hope the ramp-up period goes well. Wow. Wow. So in other words, yay, Brandon is now on the 49ers, but oh, by the way, kick in the rear to all fans and teammates, in my opinion, that you played it this way. Because how do you feel about this? This is what I think matters about this. And then we're going to go to the phones. Shasky's going to hop on. Can't wait to hear how he reacts to this. But in the end, That makes me as a fan angry for two reasons. Not only did you skip camp and practice and take everybody through a hugely annoying experience and got nothing out of it, but secondly, what does it tell you? Dude, you were offered 30 mil. You were offered 30 mil 3 weeks ago. By no metric, by no thought of anyone, was that not a fair deal. And you spent 3 weeks saying no to it. That's a bunch of bull.
And then the second that he got fined, he said, okay, I'll take the 30 mil.
Second he didn't have to sweat anymore. He played this like he was Trent Williams. And some of you out there will go, oh, well, then he's playing chess. He got to skip camp. That's not good. That's not being a good teammate. That's not being a genuine negotiator. If TJ Houshmandzadeh, your personal coach, said to us 6 weeks ago, if you're offered the Amon-Ra deal, well, then he would be there. He was offered the Amon-Ra deal, and he sat on it. He sat on it, and he went out to the field and bro-hugged Kyle Shanahan for the cameras. I'm sitting here, and I stick on my hill. Yes, it is good for football and the 49ers that Brandon Ayuk is on the team right now. But my long-term concerns go nowhere. He has been a pain this summer. The 49ers misplayed this and miscalculated it. I do not like the way Brandon played this at all. And now we sit here with this information, having gone through an August that felt good to no one, and the reason for it doesn't even exist. That's annoying. That's incredibly annoying. 888-957-9570. We'll be taking your calls all the way up till 6 o'clock. But the call we want to take right now is Butch from the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky is on with us. Brother, I really appreciate you taking time out of your afternoon to hop on. What's your reaction to this?
Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. Thank God. Thank baby Jesus. Thank everyone out there. We are ready to move on. Look, Mark, all your points, I'm sure there are going to be a segment of people that are going to feel just like you. I believe me, I know there will be. But me, I'm just going to speak for myself. I know come Monday, September 9th, when the Jets come out of that tunnel, and then the 49ers come out of that tunnel, and I hear dun-dun-dun-dun, and I hear that Monday night music, I don't give a rip how many months everything took and this and that. If Ayuk's on the field and he's running routes and he's catching the ball and he's getting separation and Purdy's hitting him in stride and he scores a touchdown, I'm going to jump off my seat in section 325 and I am going to be excited. That's all that matters. I mean, and I hear you. Believe me, sometimes the path, the journey, when you get to the destination does matter. Are you wearing the right shoes? Because, you know, you wear the wrong shoes on a long hike, you're going to have blisters. Believe me, I understand that. But at the end of the day, when you're overlooking the vista, isn't it all worth it? And thank God, I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, and by the way, thank God, in a sporting sense, there are real-life issues out there. But like, geez, thank you. We finally get to move on. He's a really good player. We all really like him until kind of all this stuff. I don't really care if it's 76 or 74, 77 million guaranteed. Groceries are still going to cost what they cost. My tickets still cost what they cost. Just is 11 in red and gold on September 9th, Monday. He is. Let's go. On to Trent Williams.
Well, okay, so I'm going to buy all that, but you know what you said in there that has my attention, at least for the moment, because I agree with the concept overall. Yes, it's over. Are the Niners better this year? Of course they are. But you just said, when you go to that game on September 9th, you'll be excited, quote, if he's in the lineup.
Yeah.
And now we're looking at a contract that suggests there's absolutely no reason he shouldn't have been in the lineup. And now that's in question because of the way he played this month of August. And at least in this moment, I'm not over that yet.
I think that's a fair prerogative. I mean, look, Deebo Samuel, you know, had like a hold in or whatever. He had a rough year. Now, football's violent. Guys get hurt. That could have happened whether he was at every single part of camp or not. But he came in after the contract thing, had a rough year. Fred Warner had a down year after the contract thing. He showed up to everything. He was available for everything. George Kittle got his knee blown off by Jimmy Garoppolo on a high throw first week, 2020. That had nothing to do with him being at camp the entire time. So you can underperform whether you went to camp or not to camp. But he does have to bounce back. And now it's not the earn it part of it, but it's the now I got to prove to everybody that I am the man and I'm worthy of that third contract. Because that's how these guys are wired, right? But like at the end of the day, is it much ado about nothing the last 3, 4, 5 months? It does feel that way. I'm not going to lie, you know? But aren't we all just Niner fans? And don't we want 11 in red and gold?
Of course.
You know, like, but here's the real tangible thing. And I said it last year. Everybody goes, huh? I mean, Bosa keeps himself in great shape. There's no worry at all. Then he had 3 sacks through about 9 games. How'd we feel then? Oh, well, I'm still learning the defense. Like, that is a real thing. Now, he's been in the offense before. He's kicked butt. I mean, the last 2 training camps, Ayuk has dominated training camp from when I was there. I thought he was the number one player. And I think receivers can dominate given the nature of how training camp is set up. But I just, I think he's going to be ready to go. I think there's going to be a pretty good transition. The conditioning, he's going to have to work on. That's a real thing. You can run on the side. That's not football conditioning. So I'm ready to see it. Let's let it play itself out. And after a month mark, if there's data that suggests there's slippage, well, then let's have that conversation. But today, I'm just happy we get to move on and actually break down Jets Niners.
No,
I'm so sick of talking about the just bags of money when I just paid $85 to fill half my tank.
Well, okay, all fair, and I know our listeners agree with what you said even more than you and I do. However, I will remind everybody, the one that we've spent the last 3 weeks saying is absolutely imperative remains not in camp. I still have no worries there. However, he remains not in camp. So there's that. And I think you're striking the right chord with what most Niner fans are thinking, which is, yay, this year. However, what do you think this means for the future of the group with the two rookies, Debo's contract, etc.?
I mean, look, the reality is that I've been saying it for a while. You can't pay everyone. You're a victim of your own success. And it's a good and bad thing, right? We have a lot of really good players who deserve to get paid. When Laken Tomlinson, they swooped him up for a first-round pick from Detroit. They built him up. He had value. They were like, you know what? We're going to let you go. We have a guy waiting in the wings who redshirted in Aaron Banks. Well, now is the time for Aaron Banks to go get paid next year. What do you do there? I don't know. What's he going to command? I don't know. I know every run ends up on the left-hand side with Trent and Aaron Brooks. I don't know how good he is. Like, you guys tell me. Baldy thinks he's pretty solid, but does that command top dollar? Who knows? Does Debo go? Is this a Game of Thrones type situation where, because I've paid Ayuk, and if Debo shows any slippage this year, well, I could get out from underneath his contract. I don't know. I think tight end's great value. $15 million for an elite tight end, that sounds like great production and great value. So I'm into value, right? And I'm looking at this and I'm going, I don't love paying the quarterback $60 million and two receivers $60 million. That's $120 million, essentially 45% of my cap on three players. Like, I don't think that's sound team building strategies, but it might be worth it. And why do I pay Kyle Shanahan $20 million a year? Maybe he could find the next guy at offensive line who could replace Aaron Banks. Like, these are questions that will have to play themselves out. I know this. Charvarius Ward wants money. Who knows with Greenlaw?
Yep.
What are you going to do with D'Amador Lenore? Are you going to cut the guy that you just signed last year in Javon Hargrave? There is a domino effect that is real. It's all in for this year. Next year, I'll worry about next year. How many years have I heard about the Saints being $700 zillion over the cap, and every year they're signing people?
Yeah.
So, Parag, the time to earn your money is not when the team is 2-14. It's when we're 13-5 and we need to juggle the books. This is when I need you to cook it like I'm a character in Sopranos trying to set up the bada bing. Let's go, baby.
Just an hour ago, Tim Kawakami, and this is ironic, coincidental, one or the other, he said, even if he signs, I think that the relationship could be damaged. Does that matter to you?
I mean,
we've said for weeks, Joe, the second this happens, all is forgiven, is it?
Well, here's one thing that I've learned, whether it's, and I'm not trying to pick on any of these people, but whether it's the Klay Thompson situation, Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, like, I think that we have enough evidence. It's business. But all business on some level is personal. Ask anyone that you know. You ever been through an estate situation where a family member passes away? Right? There's a business element to it, and then there's a personal element to it. Every transaction in every walk of life at some level becomes an emotional thing as well. I'm not surprised if that ends up being the byproduct of this, but that doesn't mean they can't get over this. I mean, Mark, how many times did you, me, the Niners, think that Jimmy Garoppolo was done in San Francisco? Go 4-5 different times, and they found a way to make it work. Now, it ultimately ended in divorce, but doesn't that happen for pretty much every single player in the league? So I'm in another, let's wait and see what happens. If the guy gets 130 targets this year, unlikely in this offense,
right.
But let's just say he does.
Yeah.
Okay, and he scores 13 touchdowns, what's there to be angry about?
No, nothing. I mean, yeah, this is never about, to me, this is never about when he scores a touchdown, are you happy as a 49er fan? I just like, and maybe I just need some days to get through this. I think that there's collateral damage here. You could like that. That news to me is a big deal. And for everybody who's been on our station the last few days going, Brandon Ayuk was a bad teammate. I think they were right. If you sat out all of camp and did not get a dollar for it, I'm sorry, man. Like that matters to me, especially if now there needs to be a ramp up and you don't perform or there's a soft tissue thing. I know I sound like a worry ward, but come on, man. Like this was not well played on either side.
That last sentence, I think the 49ers, I think Brandon Ayuk, I think everybody involved made numerous missteps and miscalculations along the way. My biggest beef with the Niners on this, but I think they misread the person. Like, you've had this guy in the building for 4 or 5 years now, and you didn't know how this whole thing was going to go down. Now, that doesn't mean he can't evolve as a person over time. Like, that happens. But part of being in this type of a world is you got to have a good feel for the people and how they're going to react to certain situations, right? And you can't control everything. Like, nobody knew Antonio Brown was going to go crazy, but he did, right? And Pittsburgh had a pretty good feel of it. And once they hit a certain spot, they're like, all right, this is enough. Now, Brandon's far from anything like that. He's been a model teammate. For the most part, we'll see what happens. I'm in a wait and see approach regarding all the stuff you're addressing, but I don't think you're alone. And I'll give you that. I don't think you're alone on all that. I'm willing to just say this. Me as a Niner fan, let's just get back onto the freaking field. Let's go out and let's dominate. Let's score 30 points a game. You know who's the happiest person right now, in my estimation? It's got to be Brock Purdy. Because as Brock Purdy steps back in every single exhibition game, he's looking around going, all I see is guys who can't get open. I got nobody getting open. And so for Brock Purdy, for crying out loud, you got to feel good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, and get your reaction to this. One more detail that just came in a short time ago from Ian Rappaport, because we know the total, we know the guarantee, and then there's the actual guarantee, which in other words is the upfront money.
Yeah, what is it?
Between now and April 1st of next year, so essentially this season, $47 million.
Wow, it's pretty nice.
That's what he gets.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. Hey, look, the reality is I'm sure Brandon's probably thinking, it doesn't matter how I got to that, I'm here and I'm getting it. And so that's nice, and that's going to feel real good every 2 weeks or however the heck they pay the NFL players these days. But look, the Niners, I think the Niners did not get backed into this. They know what this is. This is big boy business. And when you want to win, this is the price to pay. You gotta pony the money up. And I feel like at every single turn, they have done that. And look, I will give everyone credit that they got this done with enough time where I don't want to hear any excuses. And if there are excuses come week 2, week 3, week 6, week 7, well, that's where I'm going to start to raise an eyebrow and say, hey, guys, this was easily avoidable by both camps.
Also, one more tweet I'd like to throw at you, Joe, because I'm sure you've heard, and we just reported a short time ago, although we're not reporting it, we're reading Adam Schefter's Twitter, where he said the hold-in did not alter any part of the deal. This is the same offer that's been on the table since August 10th. Guess who just quote-tweeted that? Ryan Williams, Brandon Ayuk's agent, who says, that is factually inaccurate. But the check still cashes.
I mean, Mark, I'm not going to sugarcoat this in the words of Joe Lacob. When I see Adam Schefter tweet things out or talk on McAfee, it does feel like he's getting his information from the 49er point
John
of view.
Lynch, sure.
And I would just say that in these types of situations, like the leakage and the spin and this, that, and the other, like, I just don't care. Like, for me, you're not going to sway me. I know you're trying to win the narrative. To me, that's just unnecessary. That's my view. I think it's unnecessary. And I don't think other players who potentially might be going through something in the future want to have that business out there like that. Like, to me, it doesn't accomplish what they think it accomplishes. It's just, and I feel like we're really in the weeds on that kind of stuff. Because, again, when I go in and out of Levi Stadium and I go to Niner games, like, for example, my nephew, I got him a Brandon Ayuk jersey. I had an extra television in the basement. Long story. I traded it for an Ayuk jersey. I gave it to my nephew. All summer, I'm going, I just gave my cousin a jersey. jersey he's not even gonna be able to use. I just cursed the guy. He hits me up right now and he's like, I get to wear the jersey, thank God. Well, like, that's what I think 90% of Niner fans are thinking as they're walking into Levi's on Monday night. I just get the Trent Williams thing done and let's talk about football,
well,
baby.
Somebody
tell me if CMC is gonna be able to play with this calf strain. Like, come on. I've gotten 3 Super Bowl losses in 15 years, Mark. I can't endure another horrific NFC Championship game or Super Bowl loss. We got to win one of these bad boys.
Shout out also to all the fantasy drafters who stuck with it and were like, nope, I'm drafting him. It's going to be fine. Today's a good day for you as well. Is the baby okay? Everything going all right?
Dude, the baby's freaking awesome. All right. Me and my brother had to drive up to the cabin, long story, and we went to Chick-fil-A. And let's just say, the baby's in on Chick-fil-A.
Oh, well, then the baby's a good baby. You did a good job. Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, have a good one. Hey, look, I get where you're coming from. I think a lot of people feel like you do. I'm just relieved it's over.
Well,
I was exhausted.
We all agree there.
Exhausted by talking about this.
And the listeners were exhausted by listening to it. I totally get it. So that from that perspective, that's where we're all on the same page.
Absolutely.
All right, man, have a good show tomorrow morning. Thanks so much.
You too, and our Giants. We'll talk later.
Well,
our
good
Giants.
Lord. Good Lord. Yeah.
Have a good one, bud.
I gave him a eulogy, actually, about 5 days ago already. So, all right.
See you soon.
See
you.
There he goes. Joe Shasky from the Morning Roast, who will be weighing in much further on it tomorrow morning. All right. 888-957-9570. Brandon Ayuk has signed. It's a 4-year extension that ties into the Niners for 5 more years. It's worth $120 million if you want to look at AAV. That's $30 million. The guarantee is $76 million. The upfront guarantee between now and just after the end of the season is $47 million. It is a massive extension, though reported in multiple places that offer did not move from the beginning of training camp until now. So the whole hold-in reportedly did not earn him any money, yet he still skipped camp. Do with that what you will. Scott in Livermore. Hi, Scott. Thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. What's up?
What's happening, guys? I got 2 quick things for you. I'll try and make it quick. I'm happy that BA is done. However, week 1, as soon as he trots out on that field, I'm going to boo the living heck out of him for him being a diva and putting us through all this crap. To hear that we waited 3 weeks and nothing changed on the contract and he was just being even more of a diva, he deserves that boo. I'm going to get it out of my system. I'm going to move on. We're going to have a great season. Second thing, now that we've paid him $30 million a year, just like he had expectations to get paid his top dollar, I now, as a fan, have expectations to see him put up top 5 numbers in every single stat line for literally the next 5 years. And I'm going to hold it to him, because if he wants that much money and he gets to expect it, then I get to expect top 5 stats from him every single year moving forward. And if he doesn't, I'll boo him even more.
Well, Scott, I mean, listen, thank you. As a paying fan, you get to do whatever you want, feel however you want. I'm not asking for stats from Brandon Ayuk, because that might be at the expense of others. I want the 49er offense to be awesome. And again, this year, in a vacuum, Brandon helps that. And so from that perspective, I am very happy. I still have plenty of concerns about the overall picture, and nobody's going to change my mind on this. If you missed all of training camp and you didn't get a dollar, or if Ryan Williams lot, it's factually inaccurate, fine, maybe you got $2. If that happened, then I'm sorry. That's a bad move. That's a bad teammate move by Brandon Ayuk, and that's where I will be upset. I will be upset if in some way he is not ready to go by week 1, and if in some way a soft tissue injury develops shortly after.
Yeah, it'll be kind of like what happened with Nick Bosa last year, although it wasn't maybe to this degree. Even though the contract holdout went longer last year with Bosa, he signed the Thursday before week 1, the day that, I guess he agreed on Wednesday, reported to practice Thursday, which was the NFL opening game that Thursday night. So he got this done like a week earlier than Ayuk's situation was. But, I mean, the story for the first half of the season, and maybe some of this was Steve Wilks last year, Willard, was Nick Bosa got to pick up the slack a little bit. You can't quite get yourself ready for an NFL season when you're just at home in South Florida preparing yourself. There's nothing quite like going up against NFL competition every day. So you're right. This will calm things down for a bit, but say if there's a slow start. Niners lose Monday Night Football. Ayuk has a catch for 17 yards, and that's it. Then you might hear a little bit more by the time that comes
it's
around.
It's a compartmentalization sensation. I've never wavered on that. I'm not asking anybody to root against the Brandon Ayuk. What kind of a 49er fan picks and chooses which players score? Like, that's a fantasy football fan. If you're a real fan, yes, I'm rooting for everybody to catch the ball. I'm rooting for the team to score a touchdown every time they touch the ball. But I ain't changing the way I view this summer. Niners messed it up, and then Brandon messed it up even more and took everybody through the mud, and there may well be a consequence for that. But yay, he's here. Sponsored by Safeway, it's nothing but your calls, 888-957-9570, and wait until you hear the way Deebo Samuel reacted on social media and what another report says with regard to how this affects Deebo. That's next on Willard and Dibs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, our YouTube audience brings up an interesting point, and I don't know how to handle it, Grandy. They would like the title that's underneath the video to change because it says Brandon Ayuk, all caps, still not at practice. And they're like, change that title.
Give it a refresh. It'll be changed.
Oh, look at that. I was like, but it's still true. He still hasn't practiced. Like, it's not tomorrow yet. Hang on, refresh. And Brandon Ayuk is back. There, see? See, YouTube people? You can affect change. I love it when the people can affect change. And fans, you got more power than you think. You got more power than you think. There's a reason that everybody battles this stuff out through the media. Because they're trying to get you on their side. And in this case, you know, now we get to the most annoying conversation ever, which is I'm going to try to avoid, which is the who won the deal. And I'm already watching this play out on social media because I know how it works. And who's right, who's wrong, take the W, take the L, all this stuff. Who won the deal? Well, I don't know. If Brandon was offered 26 in May and now he got 30, oh, he won. But if he was offered 30 4 weeks ago and missed camp, well, then the Niners won. That's up to you. You guys do that on your own. If you want to play that game, play that game.
They both lost.
Exactly.
But you know who won? We did.
The fans?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Maybe.
Now go figure out Trent.
Well, okay. First of all, yes. Thank you, Lucas.
You're welcome.
That's what matters now. I love this. Everybody wants streamers flying out of the sky, and the guy that we've all called imperative is still not there. and he remains imperative and much more imperative than Brandon. But did the fans win? Similarly to when this was going on, and so many people were like, the year has been ruined. I'm like, they're 0-0. And now you're like, the year has been saved. They're 0-0. Okay? You're happy now. If that hamstring blows in quarter number two, you're going to be mad again. And I'm certainly not trying to manifest that, for crying out loud. I'm just saying, this is going to be a constantly developing story.
You better be careful.
And let me go ahead and say this, because this remains one of my concerns. Okay? Mike Silver just tweeted a short time ago, quote, the 49ers will now get overtures regarding Deebo Samuel between now and the trade deadline. Right now, highly unlikely they'd trade him. Early November? Depends on a lot of things. In other words, like if they're 2-6, but I don't think they're going to be 2-6. But I know what Mike means by this, and it remains, for me, a thought. You can all party that Brandon has been signed. But for me, I still value, and I admit that this is a flip-flop, because I said the opposite 6 months ago. But in diving deeper into the leadership qualities of Deebo Samuel and the game planning of Kyle Shanahan, I think Debo's more important than Brandon. And if this deal means that Debo's gone, then I don't like the deal. Even though I can admit it makes him a better team right now. And I get if you're a fan and you think it's all about this year. I don't. I've never been a Super Bowl or bust guy. I'm not now. I want them to be relevant and awesome every year. And I think that you as a fan can hold the organization to that. So if this means Debo's gone, I'm sorry. I'm allowed to sit here and be like, I don't love it. I don't know that it means that yet. We'll see.
I'm going to give myself at least a week before I start thinking about what this might mean for the future of Deebo Samuel.
I don't know. Like, that's the way my mind is always working, you know? And how many times have I said this on this show? I'm a process guy, not a results guy. And I hate the process in this summer for both sides. Your process sucked. It absolutely sucked. And you missed camp, apparently for no reason. And that's bad. So from that perspective, Brandon takes the L. I don't think people are like, ooh, he got to miss camp. That's not good. Why does it become good that he missed camp? That's a terrible thing that he missed camp. Why is that good? Oh, because he got to sit and kick his feet back. Well, that's not what we want him doing. I don't want Brandon to kick his feet up. Get into camp. Get ready. If you're all Super Bowl or bust people, why does Brandon get a pass for missing camp? That's bad. That is a hard, bad, awful, no doubt thing. So that's all I'm saying. Yes. Yay, 2024. That's good. That's all. I'm just compartmentalizing over here.
One thing really quick. We've been reading a lot of tweets. Let me read one more for you. This comes from a regular guest on 95.7 The Game over the last month or so, Andrew Filipponi.
Oh,
do you remember the Pony Express from Philadelphia?
I didn't even think of the pony yet.
About a month ago said that this deal with the Steelers was on the goal line.
No, he said it was done.
Yeah, you're right.
And he said it was done.
Before that, he said it was at the goal line.
Yes, and then he said it was done. The quote is, the wide receiver is on his way to Pittsburgh.
He has tweeted, just one emoji, a sad face.
Yeah, yeah.
The greatest goal line stand of all time. It's a hell of a stop.
Yee. All right, let's do it. I really do. Let's talk about this, okay? 888-957-9570 is the number. Dylan in Santa Clara. Hi, Dylan. Thank you for calling. What's up?
I just want to let you guys know, in case you didn't know, that Brandon Ayuk is back. Let's go. All those Raiders fans out there, what y'all gonna say now? Keep watching our roster. y'all should worry about your own roster, and that goes for any fan in the NFL. Thank you.
Okay, Dylan, why is it you made this about – you got Raider fans in your life that are giving you trouble?
Oh, I got too many Raider fans in my life talking about the 49ers every year.
How the hell is a Raider fan saying anything right now, Dylan? They don't even have a quarterback, let alone anything else.
Quarterback's Gardner Minshew, and yeah, they're worried about our O-line, our contracts. I don't know, man.
Dylan, don't listen to the Raider fans. You're fine. Thanks for the call. 888-957-9570. Brandon Ayuk, four-year extension, $120 million is the AAV, the guarantee 76, the actual guarantee 47 that is paid out by April 1st. I also mentioned we'd tell you what Debo said. Debo, he put up on Instagram that just a congratulations. I'm going to read it to you. Debo put up mood and then a bunch of emojis, including a money bag. Congrats, brudda, at Brandon Ayuk. Debo gets flowers for that one. Remember Kay Adams? What about it? What about no Brandon? He said, "When I don't worry about that. Brandon's going to be on the team this year." He said that. Give Debo the win on that one. Paul in Palo Alto. Hi, Paul. What's going on? Thank you for calling.
Okay, but I think a lot of people have this wrong. I think that BA, if he didn't get extra money in the next, the last 3 weeks, that means he came back to the Niners number. So doesn't that make him a team player? Doesn't that mean he took the money that was offered, and even if he felt he was worth more, he came back to the Niners number?
Yeah, Paul, listen, I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you right now. Like, and again, I don't care, Paul, thanks. I don't care who won, WON, who lost. I don't care about that. I am simply sticking to the point that I am not one of these people that says, ooh, Brandon played chess, he got to miss camp. That's bad. If you're a 49er fan, that's bad. We don't want Trent missing camp. We don't want Brandon Ayuk missing camp. And if you play that card, if you lay that card, you got to play that card. If you didn't get anything out of that, then I'm sorry. You get to get criticized for that maneuver, in my opinion. Matt in San Rafael next up. Matt, hey, you're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, Mark. So I agree with what you just said. I also agree with the previous caller that I think Ayuk, whether he had a realization that things were not going his way, I don't know. But I want to talk about your Debo take. And while Debo's been, I think over the last 5 years, I think the most valuable offensive player on the 49ers, I think that Ayuk is more important going forward, and here's why. Ayuk is going to have a longer career based on the way he plays, barring some catastrophic injury, and he's not going to decline over the next 3 or 4 years. Debo has shown both a weight issue and a tendency to get hurt. Some of that is how they use him, of course, and some of that is how he plays, but Debo's career is not going to be as long, assumedly, as we expect Ayuk's to be, and you can get the same sort of things from him out of McCaffrey and maybe some other players.
Ooh.
But you can't, Debo, hold on,
ooh,
you can't get Debo to play a true wide receiver position. He is not a true wide receiver in the way that Ayuk is, and Debo's fantastic. Don't get me wrong, he got us to the Super Bowl. Absolutely. But McCaffrey does a lot of the same things that Debo does, and you're going to lose some things, but you're not going to lose a true number one X receiver that
yeah,
you would have in Ayuk.
So, Matt, you hang on the line. You have some points. And in fact, you have some points that I felt if you want to go back to, say, April. But I got to be honest, I've adjusted my thinking on it. And I was, and you can think this is funny, I was affected by watching the receiver doc on Netflix. The inside look at what Debo does from a game plan standpoint, from a leadership standpoint, from looking at the fact that when he went out last year, that was the only 3-game stretch where the Niners looked like crap. They looked like crap when they had Brandon and they didn't have Debo. So I get what you're saying. The injury risk, the age, those things are all fair points. But as far as who's more replaceable, which kind of player grows on trees more, absolutely, in my opinion, the Brandon Ayukes of the world are more findable on the market and in the draft than a Deebo Samuel, who, I know what you mean by the Christian thing, but Deebo doing it out of a wide receiver position, to me, one of a kind. And it's just like the conversation we all had about Draymond Green last year when people were talking about getting rid of him. You remember when Monty Poole came on this show, said, you get rid of Draymond Green, what's the first thing you're going to try to do? Go find another Draymond Green. And there isn't another Draymond Green. That's how I feel about Deebo Samuel.
All right, so Mark, one counterpoint and then one parting shot.
Yeah, ma'am.
The counterpoint is Trent was gone the same time that Deebo was gone.
Very true.
I think that Trent, by the way, is the most important player on the offense aside from McCaffrey and Purdy, in my opinion. The parting shot is because of this and because of the fact that they are going to have to give Trent whatever he asks for. They're not making the Super Bowl without Trent Williams. You can say goodbye to Deebo next year, and in all likelihood, both Ward and Lenore are gone next year. They can't afford all these guys.
Okay, Matt, and thank you, and here's my parting shot on it. There were other times, including, the Super Bowl, when Deebo Samuel was compromised and the offense stopped and Trent was still playing. I can't argue Trent's importance, for God's sakes. He you have to have him. You have to have him. But as far as the way Kyle Shanahan game plans, I think more is based on Deebo than Brandon. That's just my opinion. Nobody is saying Brandon's not fantastic. He's obviously a very, very good receiver, and the Niners are better with him. But I've always been trying to do this all offseason, which is connect the dots. If you do this with Brandon, what does it mean to the rest of your roster? We're not going to know that until the end of the year. I have concerns. David in the city is next up. Hi, David. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for giving my call. Hey, obviously, I think that the Niners would have done better to get this done after the Super Bowl with Brandon, but I really like where they are in their spot. I think there is some downside, but what I like about this spot is you've been watching. They've been trading, receivers every year, it seems like. You've got A.J. Brown was traded. You got Stephon Diggs was traded. You had Amari Cooper traded. So there's value out there for those receivers, and if you can get Juwan Jennings to get better, you can get some of these younger receivers, Ricky Pearsall, to get better. I think you can really leverage Brandon as an asset and use him to trade for draft capital. And I really like that for players, especially if he has a good year. You can part him and not have as much risk to your offense next year.
Well, I mean, contractually, I don't want to get too far into the weeds on this, David, thank you. But I do wonder about this. For instance, everyone's thinking about Brock Purdy next year. Well, Brock Purdy, whatever his extension is, it's not going to kick in next year. So the way I look at this right now is if you want, and I don't know if this will work or not, but the Niners, in theory, could still do two more full seasons of Deebo and Brandon together at a high price. And then you figure it out after that. So maybe this isn't about next offseason. Maybe it's about the offseason after that. And then maybe Deebo is 30 and declining. Or you're 1 year away from your contractual out with Brandon Ayuk. If that's their play, if they think they can pull that off and not compromise other spots on the roster, like their secondary or like their pass rush, then more power to them. But all of that is for another year. And I'm going to keep both of these opinions. Absolutely. This is wonderful for this year. I have concerns about every year after that. Jason in Oakland next up. Hi, Jason. What are you doing?
What's going on, Willard? I love the fact that you pivot your thoughts. You're one of the best. You know, how you changed course and what you was talking about was really professional. I respect that. But this is what I want to say. Your thoughts on are you getting a hamstring because you've been sitting out? Like, we wanted him back. All these last 3 weeks, we've been wanting Ayuk back. Now we got him back. I hear we might try to trade Deebo and Trent Williams. We got Ayuk back. This is what I really want to ask you. With everything that you talked about, what is going to get us to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl? Is it going to be a Shanahan not coaching as well? Is it going to be a Trent Williams getting hurt? Is it a Debo pulling a hamstring because he's overweight? What is going to get us to the Super Bowl? That's the question. Now we got our youth back. What is going to make get us to the Super Bowl?
Jason, I'm with you. Let me explain why I bring up hamstrings, because I hate that. I don't want to wish injury. I don't want to be a worrywart. That's not what I mean. I bring that up because I still think today it is fair to be very relieved and happy that Brandon was on the team, but also upset that he essentially skipped camp without gaining anything for it. And if that puts him at an injury risk, and I'll text Doc Pandy here in a sec to see if he thinks that it does. If that puts him at an injury risk, then I'm sorry. We get to criticize the way that Brandon and his agent handled this. So many of you did that to Bosa last year. We're in the midst of still doing it with Trent. If in theory this puts you in a worse injury risk, then damn it, man. There better have been a good reason for it, and it sounds like there isn't. So I think you're allowed to carry both of those thoughts. Relief and excitement for this making the 49ers better this year. But we can also assess the process that got us here. The Niners played it poorly. I think Brandon played it even more poorly. And in the end, a damaged relationship and not a ton of movement financially, at least not in August, that's not a good August. That's not a good August. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a super chat to get through. You know what? We're going to just keep on rolling right into the 5 o'clock hour. Keep your calls coming. Brandon Ayuk, 4-year extension. He's not going anywhere. Tied to the Niners now for 5 years. But additionally, the report that absolutely no movement happened in August. The Niners made their last offer on August 10th. Brandon finally came around and accepted it today. A very special caller is next, and he goes by the name Dan in I don't know where. Where are you, Dibs?
I am in Walnut Creek. I'm just outside of Walnut Creek Honda, where I'm about to pick my car up, where I got, again, 5-star service from the best service department in the Bay Area. But I'll tell you, I've been a little bit out of the loop today. I got in the car to go get my car back, and I heard the report, and I thought, you know what? I have to call in. I heard Butcher. He was great. You've been great. Grandy and Lucas chiming in as well. Today is a great day. It's a day for celebration. You know what that makes it, Mark? It's a celebration sensation.
That's a buck.
Cha-ching!
Thank you.
Yeah.
And no, I'll pay it.
I mean, there's no getting around that. You know, for those who want to be hyper-focused on this year and this year alone, and you know that's not me, and that's fine, but for those who want to focus on that, yes, this is phenomenal. Secondarily, it's just a relief to everybody. Dibs,
yeah.
Dibs, it's over. It's over.
It's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we spent a whole half a show or almost a whole show trying to avoid it, and now we can talk about it in a different way. And I love the way you laid out the details. So it's $420 million, but it's $47 million over the next, I guess it's 5 months or whatever. And the fact that the reports are, and everybody rushed to report that this is the offer that was there 3 weeks ago, and then the agent comes in and says, actually, that's factually inaccurate. I do think that the $30 million average annual probably was unchanged, but what changed, I believe, is the money that he gets cash in hand, which is, you were saying, $47 million up front. That to me is the part where the agent is right and the average annual value probably didn't change, so the reporters are right. We never know the full nuances of the deal, but that seems to me, if it is $47 million of the, I think you said $85 million total guarantee.
No, 76. 76.
Okay, so if 47 of that's going to be paid out over the next half year,
yes,
that tells me that it still kind of is Debo or Brandon, not this coming off season, but the off season after that.
Yep. I sit here today with the information we have in this moment, not feeling great about that. Not feeling great about it. So you call this a great day, and it is, but it's kind of like, I look at it this way, Dibs, and I'm not trying to throw water on anybody's, fire, but I look at it this way. You feel damn good the day you take out a loan, don't you?
Oh,
feel
yeah.
Damn good. You're like, oh my God, look at my bank account. That thing just got deposited in my, dude, I can move mountains. All right. And then you go buy a car or you do whatever you start doing, send your kid off to college. How do you feel in 2 years when all that money's gone and all you're doing is just paying off debt?
Exactly.
Paying off debt. And so all I'm saying today, without all the information, I don't know how this is going to play out over a full year, who's going to play well, who's going to stay healthy. I am concerned. I'm concerned about the future of the wide receiver room. I am concerned about one of my favorite 49ers, Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I'm not concerned at all because I think that this year, you know, Brandon's going to eventually be ready to go. Hopefully he doesn't sustain one of those injuries that you talked about and that you and I have discussed ad nauseum. And whatever happens this year, you get to the offseason next year, and then you have a choice to make, probably not with Brandon, but with Deebo. And you're right about the QB contract. When he signs for whatever million, and we can talk about it all year and we will, but when he signs that deal, it doesn't kick in right away. So if things go well this year for Deebo and Brandon, you can run them both back again the following year. And after that, most of Brandon's money, the guaranteed money, will largely be gone, and Deebo's will all be gone. So at that point, you could make hard choices. And even when you get to this upcoming offseason, I think the fact that you're giving Brandon Ayuk $47 million between now and next year's draft, that gives you a certain amount of flexibility to where he might even be more tradable if you decide that you do want to keep Deebo and maybe you realize that Brandon is not the player that you want. So I think that the structure of this contract, and I haven't seen all the details, obviously it's my 2-year-old's birthday. I've been running around in the splash pad and birthday cake, but I think that the fact that the majority of this money feels like it's front-loaded, that will give them more flexibility in the upcoming offseason.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely what it is. It's front-loaded. Okay, Mila's birthday go okay?
It went all right. She got run over at the splash pad, so we had to put her in the protocol. And okay. Right, you know, she is day-to-day.
She's in the blue tent.
Dude, she was immediately at the, it's crazy, at this park they have a blue tent, and they folded it over both of us, and Mila looked at me and she said, smelling salts, I want to get back in there. So I said, all right, let's go.
Buddy, last thing is, you have expressed this week renewed or maybe just new Trent Williams concern. How does this affect that?
This makes me feel better about Trent getting done, but also it makes me feel bad. Not bad for Trent or the Niners, but for Jed York, because he just went into the vault and produced whatever million. We don't know what the exact guaranteed at signing number is, but it's probably around 50. I think you said it was 50, right? Guaranteed at signing. I don't know if those details are out, but whatever that number is, Jed had to go into the pocket, and now with Trent, and that's a loud knock at the door, by the way. His hands are gigantic.
Yep.
So that knock is coming, and he's saying, yeah, you gave Brandon 47 over the next 6 months. I'm going to want 47 and a half, Jed. So go ahead and keep the money drawer open because it's my turn. And everybody knows that Trent is probably more important than anybody on this roster outside of maybe the quarterback. So yeah, Trent's going to get broken off. He's going to get paid. And after I win our fantasy league, I'm willing to chip in for Jed York because your boy had a monster draft now.
Please don't tell me you're one of these people that looks at the draft grades and feels good about themselves. Don't do that, Dan.
B+.
Don't do it.
Did you talk about the midday show and their draft?
No, it's kind of an important day. We got bigger fish to fry than the weird things.
Right.
Yeah, like what did Steinig drafted Kirk Cousins in like the 5th round or something? Yeah,
he took Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, there's just weird stuff that happens. But anyway, drive safe, buddy.
Oh my God.
Thank you for calling
in. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Long time listener. Yeah, big fan.
And not first time caller. Okay.
Thank you,
Dibs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Night.
Bye bye. All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.